Congrats go out to Miguel from Annandale. He was caller number 9 when we prompted him to call
Miguel.
The Caps home game tickets for the playoffs against Montreal. Hopefully can close out the Canadiens tomorrow and move on. And I can update the Dubs counter up above EB's head here in the studio.
Drop it to 12.
I want to tick that thing down to 12. That would be nice.
By the way, I don't, did you guys see this story? Just real quick. I'm so glad that this guy said no. Abdul Carter asked LT if he could wear 56.
No.
And LT said, no.
No, that's mine.
Find your own freaking number. Go make 00 famous. No. So whatever you want.
No.
I love it. I hate when they ask these legends who have their number retired for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, the next generation, he probably barely knows who LT is.
He probably doesn't know how great he was.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, that takes balls.
Takes such balls. I hated it, honestly, when Haskins did it and Theismann, you know, was gracious enough. But I hope the next time somebody does that, Joe says no.
Right.
Find your own freaking number. I worked hard, and I'm proud of my number being retired, you know.
I mean, that would be like somebody asking to wear 8 after Ovi's number is retired. Like,
yeah,
that would be idiotic.
That's
like,
crazy.
What are you? Can you read the room?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I can even tell you. So I follow, you know, my kids' teams. Like even after, like, so I still follow Marist. Right, Stevie's done. He did 5 years there, moving on in his life. Whatever. Still have friends on the team. When I see the freshman wearing 41, I get pissed.
Yeah.
I go, he shouldn't be wearing 41.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, my son was no. Hall of Famer, but it's just I can't imagine
feel
if I
territorial
was a,
about
if I was a legend.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you feel territorial.
Even
about
more
it.
Legendary is the LT story from his draft day, which is infamous about the number of Coors Lights he drank on. Did you hear the number?
No, I believe
something,
it.
Something was like 28,
41.
Oh, yeah. 41 on what? When
the day he was like, I think somebody was asking.
Hey,
like,
but there were lights.
Yeah, I don't care how light they are. You know what? Give JP 41 Coors Lights to see what sort of condition he's in.
You can give me 4 and I'm hammered.
Drink them in one day.
4.
Can you imagine that number?
Maybe 3.
That's all.
No, cannot imagine.
That's nearly 2 full cases.
Although I think in college you could get after it. Not 41, but I don't think it was. You probably drank 12 to 18 at some point.
At my drinking height in college.
Know, in college.
When I was at my peak, when I was at the peak of my powers. Yeah, I could probably easily put down a 12-pack before I even went out to the bars. Like, that was the warm-up.
Right.
And then throw another 8 on at the bar,
and it's
a solid night.
Right, he's 10 times bigger than you, and, you know, more aggressive and more into it.
Also, on coke. Okay, like, I wasn't on coke. Now, here's my disadvantage. Wasn't on coke when I was pounding.
Right.
Those were Milwaukee's best back in the day.
Right.
And that was good beer.
Right.
That was when we sprung for decent beer.
I'm proud of LT for
standing up for himself to
the sort of the pressure of these young guys and to give up the number.
I think it's different than Haskins. Abdul Carter wanted to wear it to continue the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That he comes from Penn State, where all the great linebackers wear number 11.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to wear 56. To continue like that legacy of having a great linebackers with the Giants. I mean, Warren Moon gave up his number to Cam Ward without even Cam asking.
That was classy.
I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that.
Could Abdul
Carter? I'd say no.
Could he not wear 11 in the pros?
My number.
Pros have weird stipulations on.
I think you could now.
Maybe now, but maybe
I think just wear 11 then.
It might be taken.
If that's Phil Sims.
Okay, it could be taken, but I mean, he can pay whatever stiff on the roster has 11 currently.
You're probably right. Is it Phil Sims?
I don't know if it's retired. I doubt it's retired.
He said, Carter said of LT, he's the greatest football player of all time, somebody I look up to. I just want to follow in his footsteps knowing how great he was. I want to chase that greatness.
Right. That's a great answer by him. I appreciate the sentiment. I would not give you the number. You retire. My jersey is retired for a reason. I don't want anybody.
I was silly.
I'm too shallow and I'm too self-absorbed to want to share my number. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting it.
Yeah. I love it. I don't want how many numbers for the Skins are actually retired? Like 2 or 3, right?
Not a lot.
Like
nothing. There are some that just haven't been given out through the years.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to see somebody else wearing 44.
No,
I just don't want to see it.
No, you just can't. You can't wear that.
Yeah,
just a bad look.
I don't know. The numbers do mean a lot. The jersey numbers, they do.
They're pretty symbolic.
For diehard sports fans, they mean a lot.
Sure. They're important.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm team. Don't give up the number. Make your own
life. I'm kind of not surprised that LT said no. He'd be the one guy who would say no.
I'm glad. I hope more people do. Huh? I hope more people do.
Just can't imagine drinking 41 beers in one day. Yeah. that's just the most stunning stat of all.
I recently saw it was a clip of one of these sports regional channels or whatever, and they were talking about David Wells throwing the perfect game after he was hungover. And literally, David Wells was so, went out. You know, you guys all know the story. Like, went out, got hammered with the boys or whatever, and literally showed up to the dugout, an hour or whatever before the game. And one of his teammates, I can't remember who it was, said, dude, you can't go, don't go near Skip. Don't go near anybody.
Right.
You freaking reek.
Right, you smell.
Booze. Like freaking booze.
It's just coming out of your pores. You can't help. You can't help
hide somewhere. Right. And it's the day he throws a freaking perfect game.
Hmm. He's dialed in.
I mean, how do you do that?
Wasn't he at the Tampa Super Bowl? We were hanging out at a party.
Yeah, he was bullying one of us. I feel like he was somewhat bullying us.
Hmm. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think I had a picture taken with him.
I think that was also a party where there was a tiger cub on a chain, a 40-pound tiger cub that they were walking throughout the party.
The other guy that was there, I think it was the old Cleveland Browns quarterback who sucked.
Tim Couch?
I think it was Couch.
Because I remember we were passing around a football and got autographs on it. Tim Couch definitely signed it. Mm-hmm. And I think David Wells did too.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the tiger cub there.
Yeah.
Remember the tiger?
That's what he was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just said that. Yeah. I had my picture taken with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about Couch.
I think
those are the good old days,
I think,
man.
The most hammered I was ever on one of our Super Bowl trips was, now we're just going down memory lane. Somehow I wound up playing PlayStation football with Tim Brown. And that was my guy back in the day. Right. And I was hammered.
That was probably at a Nike party.
It was at some sort of fancy
party.
Or maybe
an EA Sports
party. Might have been an EA Sports party. Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
And I was hanging out with Tim Brown. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I probably had a dozen beers.
That was the same that was the same year we got our picture taken with downtown Julie Brown.
I think I missed that picture. I don't think I was present for that.
I took all those pictures. Yeah. Had them on a digital camera at some point.
Yeah.
If somebody could resuscitate our old MySpace page, you'd be able to find the pictures.
MySpace.
Right.
What a relic.
Well, just getting back to Mayor Bowser for a second. She seemed pretty confident, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think you call that press conference and have all those dignitaries show up if you're not close to crossing the goal line.
Although Ted did it. He had the governor.
That's true.
He did.
That's a very
I was pretty convinced that Ted, they were moving down
that
line.
I was ready to go to the city games in Virginia. I was ready to
She has a track record of actually getting this
she
done.
She gets it done.
She's actually got a resume
She's a
and
closer.
A track record of getting it done.
Not that Ted doesn't get things done, but she gets buildings built.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest difference in this case is Josh Harris from day one has wanted the team to go back to RFK.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's nostalgia for him. It's not going to be a nostalgia stadium.
Nostalgia. He's willing to put his money where his mouth is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his partners, by the way, his primary partners are Mark Ine and Mitch Rales. I know that Snyder was local, but these guys are all local guys who want the team in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Snyder was also a unique weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
And I doubt, the graphs that came out yesterday where it showed the other new stadiums and how much public investment versus private investment, and it showed that in this case, it's the most percentage of private investment compared to the others. I doubt Snyder would have ever done that.
I'm so glad that we heard reports that he's just, that little shrimp is just stewing on his yacht somewhere off in the Mediterranean, just so upset at the success that Josh
Harris.
He
was living in London. Wasn't he living in London?
Who knows where he is? Yeah, I heard that report too.
Yeah, I think he was living in London.
I think he's on his yacht all the time too.
Sure.
I'm glad you asked that question. And it doesn't sound like they're wedded to it by any stretch, but sort of I think we all saw some of the same renderings that people are throwing out there of what a stadium could look like. And obviously you have your ultra modern looks, right? They're SoFi-ish, Mercedes-Benz-ish, whatever makes an amalgamation of that. But then someone had one that looked like the architecture in D.C.
Yeah.
You know, looked like a Coliseum, but still a closed. That's kind of intriguing, too.
She also mentioned the Frederick Douglass Bridge, yeah. The architecture there. So, like, if she has any sort of input, you might see a little nod to that, too.
Yeah, maybe they can blend the two somehow.
I think that neoclassical design would look amazing because they're all in a row there.
Mm-hmm.
They said yesterday about looking at the Capitol building from inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm. No, it would be incredible if they could pull it off.
Yeah. There's been a listener of ours who's been like hand drawing designs of this new stadium.
Hand drawing?
Yeah. And he's like a professional artist. Uh-huh. And he's obsessed with the idea of the stadium looking like the other monuments.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would
be
incredible.
And have all marble outside. And...
But I am also torn because, like, you know, when you go, when you see SoFi on TV, mm-hmm. or like when I saw Mercedes-Benz recently, or you drive by some of these stadiums locally, they do look so cool in their own way,
mm-hmm.
in their own modern architecture. So yeah, I can go both ways.
You know what other stadium looks pretty cool? The Colosseum. In Rome.
That was done all right.
Yeah. I agree. Part of the attraction, what I love about the Ivy League, and I've been to all of them, is their old stadiums.
How old they are, yeah.
Like, they're all, I mean, and they're like, you might say that's a dump. And you're right on some level. It is kind of a dump, but it looks awesome. Some of the old gyms look awesome. The gym at Yale, and you know, I hate Yale because they beat us and everything. That gym at Yale is awesome.
Yeah.
Old gym.
I wonder where that was built.
Yeah, I don't know. It got to have been over 100 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Coming up a bit later, John Keim will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk more Commanders news with him. And don't forget, coming up at 9:20, your next chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on Montreal. Round 1, home game 3, Wednesday night at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win.